And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm in studio in the world headquarters. Corey Sandin here with Brandon Bono.
How you guys
coasting,
doing?
We're having a blast. Having a good time, right? And,
We have, Captain Fred Beaver and Captain Steve Peterson in the studio, and one lucky caller or texter will win a gift certificate for $300 at CostaSunglasses.com.
What a cool deal, right?
Yeah, and
choose your own.
Yeah, you could choose anything on that website. They have sunglasses and shirts and apparel and coolers and buffs and all kinds of fun stuff. But you have to give us a call here. The number is 213-432-1090, 1090, or you could give us a text on the app.
Only done through the app?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a one-way message.
Yeah.
So when you do text us, you want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number so that if you're a lucky winner at the end of the show, you've got a chance at the $300 gift certificate.
Definitely don't leave out your info. I've had a couple this morning that left out their info, and they lost their shot at the Costa Prize.
Yeah, that's not good. Do you have a good text on hand?
You know, I don't.
We kind of went over with the fish report, right? Having a good time. Steve, you were mentioning a cool story when we were at the top of the hour break. We had a text about the coolest things we've seen on the ocean, and you saw something, as far as seeing killer whales, and just what a cool scenario seeing that in our local waters. All the decades I've been on the water here, I know there's a good handful of people that have witnessed the killer whales, but it's something you got to see locally.
Yeah, just the other day, we were coming home from the islands, and there was a pod
of
killer whales, and we hung around long enough, and we got to see killer whales earn their name.
And we won't get too deep into it.
No.
But I'll mention this: a monster pod of dolphin,
right?
Meet pod of killer whale,
right?
We'll leave it at that.
Yep.
And you saw one of the most spectacular things. But anyway, being in the world headquarters here, sharing the time with Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell and the Point Loma, right?
Right.
And with Fred Huber from the Daily Double. And have you ever seen a killer whale on the ocean, Fred?
I have. It's been quite a few years.
Yeah, I asked that because it's never happened to me, you know?
You know, I get to run the other two boats, too.
Yeah?
I had a week last summer where I ran all three boats in 1 week.
Wow. In 1 week?
Yeah.
All three?
Yeah. What? One day on the Point Loma, the next day on the Mission Bell, the next day on the Double, or something like that.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
My week wasn't so hot. That was thank you, COVID.
Yes. Steve pulled up sick with COVID, and it's like I climbed off one boat, and there was a deckhand. The deckhand was sick one day, and it's like, you sure you want to be here tomorrow? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. And then the next day, and first thing, he's throwing up, and
not in good shape.
He's in the wheelhouse with me. I spend the day in the wheelhouse with his kid, and I gave him a ride home at the end of the night, and somehow I dodged that bullet.
Well, thankfully, right? Yeah, that's definitely good times. And lines have been pretty darn full the whole time, but we do have one open at 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. Why don't we go ahead and get into it?
How about Kai from San Diego?
Good morning, Kai. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing? Great day here. I'm just working away at the mobile gas station here, enjoying life. And a couple days ago, I went bass fishing on the Daily Double, and it was really, really good. It was in the PM trip, and I just had a whole bunch of fun. And I that call earlier kind of bothered me about the, letting the bass go and all that. We have a very small limit of 5 calico bass that are taken, as well as there's a lot that are over 14, and there's a lot that is under 14 as well. So basically, you're letting the small ones go back. So it kind of bothered me because it's only 5 calico bass limit, and I believe it's only 2 bluefin limit. And I just wanted to know what it's like out catching bluefin right now. I've been going on the daily double a lot here, and I'm very fascinated about the big bluefin that I've been seeing. And I just wanted to know about that as well. I know that the PM trips have been absolutely bonkers. The water temp, I believe, is at 72, 73. And I just wanted to know a little more knowledge about the bluefin as well. Thank you.
Great question, Kai. And you know what? Keep your five bass, man. You're allowed to, right? And being over 14 inches, they've had their 5 or 6 years to do their spawn thing. And, yeah, I mean, with the limit being on five, you're more than welcome to. That's our regulated limit. And
yeah, don't be bothered by the one comment. Conservation is working. And
we're you know what? I can vouch that we're all conservationists in our own mind, right?
I
period. End of the story.
Not a preservationist, but a conservationist.
There it is.
And you know they gave us back the 9 mile bank this year.
It's a beautiful thing.
And you have to have faith that the right thing is happening. And when the guy says, oh, I'm worried about taking too many, it's like, you know, that's his issue.
When I say the calico fishery is the best it's been in decades, it truly is. There's more fish. I could go catch 50 calicos all in the 13 to 16-inch slot right now, like that good. But as far as the bluefin fishery, I mean, that's been good, too. And Kai was wondering about what you're seeing on the bluefin scene.
There's been good fish around. They've been bluefin. It's been inconsistent. However, lately it's been a little bit more consistent, especially with that yellowfin tuna that's rolling in. That's kind of going to help things, and that's probably our future this fall.
Not a bad thing.
No, wonderful thing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Bring them on.
Right?
Yellowfin, please.
Are you seeing what Brian was talking about, 5 to 8 miles off of Dana Point? Are you seeing that? I mean, similar scenario?
We haven't seen it quite that close. We don't start seeing much sign of tuna fish until we're off the 9 mile bank in general.
Right.
We were rock cod fishing the other day, and there was a bunch of boats on the other side.
Yeah. Within sight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that bluefin, it's around, and they had a good shot yesterday, and they're on their way out right now. And then that, again, with that yellowfin filling in. And hopefully they say we have got a very strong El Nino brewing for this fall, which would typically mean yellowfin, Dorado, and skipjack, and all that stuff.
Everything has just been late coming this year.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, everybody's anxious to fish, but everybody's waiting to see consistency in the numbers. And
it's there.
It's... They want to see full-day...
Limit style.
Limits,
day
in and day out. And Steve will tell you, you know, that that fish that was on the other side of the 9 mile bank, 2 days later is at the latitude.
Right.
And, you know, that's a big jump for them. I mean, it going from 20 miles to 50 miles is, you know.
But just as quick as you're mentioning they move one way, there could be another group moving in just within Steve P's range.
It's one of those, you just got to go. You can't, if you're shopping, you know, oh, it was good yesterday and the day before, I'm going to go tomorrow. Oh, boy. There's been a lot of that, but you just got to go because just because they didn't catch fish yesterday doesn't mean they're not going to catch them today. It's been like that this year.
My dad told me my whole life. Once you read about it, it already happened. Therefore, go all the time.
This is a true statement.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys touched on it a little bit earlier, but last year at the end of last season, the latter half, I should say, of last season, for me in my shorter career compared to your guys's. It was the best rock fishing I've ever experienced personally. Now, you guys have seen everything under the sun. How do you feel? Do you think that was maybe the best we've ever had?
It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty darn good.
There was a volume of Dorado that was amazing. That was incredible. A lot in U.S. waters, and that one area that was up the coast a ways, that was incredible.
Yeah. Where it got caught in that pocket between Catalina and Dana Point.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And San Clemente.
Right.
And that whole...
We fished it, and it would be a nail biter because we'd be traveling a long way to get there. And then, You go, oh, how can this possibly hold up? How can this possibly hold up? And then you show up, and oh my gosh, it's wide open Dorado again.
And you know what was crazy? I mean, in that 6 weeks or whatever, however long it was, I remember getting on him in the very beginning. I mean, it actually got me from the kelp line going offshore, right? And I was seeing them. I mean, they were like 6-8 pounds, and within 2-3 weeks, they were 2 to 3-4 pounds heavier. I mean, there were actually bulls in the 12-15 pound range starting to
You're right. They did seem like it. They got. I don't know if they. I don't know.
I think they grow that quick.
They do grow super fast. But yeah, it was by the time the middle of that Dorado thing, they were good grade fish and they were biting as good as you want.
That's the beautiful thing about the ocean, right? You guys live it every day, and to be able to have the bluefin fishery we have today, and to have the bass fishing you've had lately, Fred. I mean, those are things that. I don't want to say you take advantage of, but really as fishermen and going out and having fun, you got to take advantage of the moment that's given, right? And
absolutely.
In the bluefin fishery, and like you're saying, with some yellowfin starting to mix in, and just have a good time.
Hopefully lots more yellowfin to come.
Yeah, and you know what? There's probably somebody listening that wants to charter one of the boats and go do it themselves, right, with their small group.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a good time for sure. I know somebody else would want to go, and that's Mr. Dave Hansen. We've got your saltwater guide on hold here, and it's brought to us by the Fisherman's Processing. So when your trip goes out of the San Diego Landings, they have the best processing, and when your trip returns, plus with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase all their famous spices and their rubs and their poke kit. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order everything online. You can check it all out at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure, we talk about this every week, and it's been for quite some time. You're making your reservation on a boat for later this year. You're making it for next year. Like, I know the RP, Shogun, you know, like their schedules just went up.
Yeah.
If you're making that reservation.
You should be making a reservation to Fisherman's Processing as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is 619. You text them. You don't have to call them. It's only via text. You just send a message. Hey, I just made reservations on the Shogun for next June or, you know, such and such date. And you can text them. 619-255-3128. And we've got them on hold. As mentioned, your saltwater guy, Mr. Dave Hansen. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. This has been a long time since I was nervous getting on a call.
Yeah, right. We can hear
Gundy
that.
Gundy Gunderson, I love you. But
the white bag comes in between you.
Oh, my God. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life.
it's all good, dude. Hey, listen, your opinion, too. Why don't you give us your opinion?
Okay. All right, listen. There was science done long before I was on the planet. There hasn't been any science done since. There's plenty. If you stick your head under the water, and Fred will back me up on this one, there is brown fish with white spots on them everywhere.
Yeah. No,
there's
truly.
There's billions of them.
Hey, Dave, I mean, without getting too deep into the weeds, figuratively speaking, I like getting deep into the weeds for sure, especially with Mr. Dave Hansen. But it is truly, the calico fishery is the funnest I've seen it in a long, long time. Sure.
Here's the deal. Like Fred said, you can't throw 7-inch sardines at calico bass and expect to catch them. Give us a tank of anchovies and watch us change the whole thing. Watch us change the whole fish count, gang. You cannot go by the history of what's happened in the last 15 years looking at this fishery. When they changed that limit to 14 inches, the history that they had to look at was throwing 5 to 7 inch sardines at the fish, and they're like, "Whoa, there ain't any." Fred and I could have gone anywhere, anytime. You could make them 100-pound limit, and if you don't know how to fish, you're still not going to catch them. So,
well, totally, Dave. And you know what? Listen, it's a hot topic, really. I mean, it's just like no matter what direction we take it, it's going to get your dander up. Your hair is going to start raising on your back, and you're just. But truly, with all being said and done, it's a great fishery.
Oh my gosh, it's insane!
A ton of calicos. You're talking to
everywhere.
I let go of 99.9% of what I catch, and And I'm telling you right now, it's better than what it's been in decades, many 30 plus years.
Absolutely. And I can go to the rock that I've been, I can go to the rock that I've been fishing since I was 12 years old with my father, and I can go to that rock tomorrow morning and catch you a limit of bass, no problem. It's not a bass problem. It's a commercial problem, and it's below the border, not here. These fish have never been commercially fished, so.
Yeah,
stop. Leave the calico bass alone. Please stop talking about it, everybody on the planet. Well, I talk about this on my podcast every day. We don't need any more help closing any more fisheries. We really don't, gang. Oh. We don't need any more help.
Dave, listen.
Thank you, Dave.
I want to take my skiff out and catch a yellowfin or a bluefin right now. What am I going to do?
Go to Dana Point, like Brian said. My members are having the most unbelievably frustrating time right now. If you look, and I was listening, I think it's Steve, right, on the Mission Bell?
Yes, sir. Steve Peterson, the one and only.
Okay. If you look at our California coast, gang, it's a giant bay. So like he was saying, they don't get to see that fish till they're out by the nine. But if you look, and it's a straight line, it ends up at San Onofre. That stuff is so thick right now at San Onofre. It's the amount of pictures my members are sending me. It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. It's going to happen. It's just like Fred will tell you, anybody that's been doing this for 40 or 50 years for a living, when it gets here, it just gets here. And it's all trying to figure out what it's doing. And it's getting ready to die. It wants to get in the white bag really bad. It just hasn't figured out how yet.
Oh, dude.
And we're out there. We're trying to teach it. That's what me and my members do every day. We're trying to teach it how to get in the white bag. And it's going to happen in the next few days. It's going to be insane.
Well,
and Steve's going to be up there off of San Onofre on the Mission Bell. And I'll tell you about that Dorado you were talking about.
Yeah.
Historic. Because I live in Cabo San Lucas. And that fish went from Loretto to Dana Point without a break. It was the most unbelievable volume of Dorado that anybody's ever seen on the planet. There was nothing like that. Fred can look back. I can look back. Even my dad, before he passed, could look back. They never saw anything like this since the 40s. So that Dorado bite was insane. And what we're about to see with this yellowfin tuna is going to be like 83. There's so much small yellowfin in our water. It's going to be insane.
I like it. When you say small, if I'm going to take my skiff out and catch one, I mean, I've heard of fish up to 60 pounds even.
No, no, no. That fish is there. If you go fly the kite, if you go skip a rubber flying fish through a pod of dolphin, you're going to get 100-150-pound yellowfin. Yes, it's going to happen. But we got that half-day, three-quarter-day yellowfin tuna that's like 8 to 12 pounds. That's what they're looking at San Onofre. It's going to be insane. It's going to be absolute.
When you say 83, Fred, that gets my attention.
Right?
I was 83, and that was
I was so blessed. I was so blessed. That was when I first got to drive a boat for, here you go, Cap. You're in charge. I'm like, all right, this is so easy. I get bait from the Mona Lisa. I push the boat off, kick it in gear for a second so the next guy can get in and just start chumming.
Pretty crazy, man. The Mellow Brothers were baiting you out. I can see it right now, Dave. Your legendary status was planted by a seed right there.
It made us all look, just like Dorado fishing last year, made all of us look so good. We looked like we were pros.
Dave, it is awesome to speak with you. I know that you've got every corner of social media. I don't think there are enough corners actually for your status, but how do we find you? How does somebody find you?
Just type in your saltwater guide and sit back and relax, because you're going to be overwhelmed. There is not one piece of social, there's no social media out there that I don't dominate on. There's not one.
I don't think you'll disappoint, and I might have to agree with you. Yeah. You're the man.
Yeah, I'm getting 30,
call us, 30. Call you your saltwater guide. Right there.
30 million views a week. A month, I mean.
Yeah.
30 million views a month.
Dave, we appreciate the report. White bag and all, we appreciate you, man. And
it's okay to kill fish and take them home and eat them.
I know it. I do it myself, man. I got a white bag. Yeah. All
good.
Right. Hey, we look
perfect
forward to talking to you next week, Dave. Awesome report. And if anybody else wants any of that great information, which is Dave and everybody putting it on, Danny does a great job with fishdope.com. And if you want a new subscription, $20 off right now if you use this code, which is HOOKUPNOW. It's lowercase, no space. Again, HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Steve Peterson of the Mission Bell, Fred Huber from the Daily Double, and the Point Loma, too, all out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. When we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun. The show's kind of taken a couple different courses a couple times, but we're having a great time, right? With Fred Huber's Daily Double and Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell, and both of you have the Point Loma boat, too, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. So next week's shows, couple could, I think Pete and Rick are both going to be back in studio. Rick back from Hawaii and Pete traveling today, coming back from Katmai Lodge. I mean, it sounded like they had a good, good trip, like, for sure. Trip.
The most interesting man in the world is back in San Diego come next weekend.
Brandon has, in case you guys aren't aware, Brandon Bono has officially named Pete the most interesting man in the world. Yeah. How about that, right? I mean, he goes everywhere, does everything.
I've wanted to grow up to be Pete Grave my whole life.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Having all that fun. Well, next week's shows, both those guys will be back, and they're going to have Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher in studio. I just saw him backing down this morning with a load. And then on Sunday, James and Derek, very interesting show here. James and Derek are from Norsk Lithium Batteries. Mm-hmm. And those
lithium batteries are all the rage these days. Guys are putting them in their bass boats, their saltwater boats. It's very,
it's been
the new wave.
It's kind of the freshwater scene was taking that on a few years ago.
Totally.
Like a really big deal, and now it's hitting the saltwater scene, and I'm sure we're going to find all about find out all about that next Sunday. I'll look forward to hearing all about it from James and Derek. And then right after that show, Pete and myself are heading for Queen Charlotte Safaris, Charlotte Island. I'm looking forward to that one.
What a dream.
I know it. Have you ever fished up in Alaskan, Canadian waters at all, Steve?
No, have never. No? Have never done it. Would like to. Would certainly like to give it a do it up there. I'd like to, if I could.
Well, great. I feel very fortunate because I'm like you. That's just one of those things I'd never done and wanted to do, and I'd get the chance to go in like 8-9 days. Go do it.
Sounds great.
If it wasn't for Let's Talk Hookup, I was fortunate enough to just come back from Kingfisher Lodge in Sitka, Alaska.
But you guys had a great trip
and
up there,
too. It's one of those trips that we were talking about yesterday. That's like it's a bucket list trip that lives up to the expectations and what an amazing fishery they have in that general region. You're not far from that. And
I saw the pictures. I couldn't believe it.
Beautiful country. If nothing else, it's breathtaking where you're fishing. And snow-capped mountains all surrounded, and the amount of wildlife is something to behold. It's amazing.
I saw it was like a all-star cast on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Kern.
Yeah, it was all the big hitters.
Brandon Bono, sure. Rick Maxa, Dallas.
Yeah. Who? And Pete and
Pete was on it.
Yeah, we just everybody had such a and they treat you so well there. They feed you incredibly. The customer service is second to none. It's amazing.
Steve would have loved it because they were the pictures. Steve, they had 200 tranks.
Okay,
catching with 1.5-ounce lead heads, 5-inch viejos.
Oh, that's awesome.
No exaggeration. You have trouble hitting the bottom. You're fishing a 6.5-foot bass rod and a Shimano Tranks with 30-pound braid, and you're fishing about 50-pound monoliters with a 2-ounce lead head and a 5-inch MC viejos, and you can't hit the bottom. And at times,
And some of the lean cod.
The lean cod. In our captain's 35-plus year career, it was the single best day of lean cod fishing he'd ever seen. I was winding him in two at a time. I would fish probably an 18 to 20 pound lean cod for a 40 to 50 pound lean cod. As soon as I would hook one, I would just free spool it until a bigger one climbed on, and I'd wind them both to the boat. We had five guys fishing on the boat. All five guys were bent on big lean cods on a bass rod the entire time we were there.
Wow. Pretty crazy for sure. Well, the lines are full, and they want to talk to Fred Huber and Steve Peterson. Let's get into it here.
Doug from Montebello has been on the line for a while. How you doing, Doug?
Yeah, appreciate you hanging in there, Doug. Good morning.
Doug. Yeah, hi. I was wondering about shark fishing. Do you guys tell your passengers to let them go, or what's the story on that?
Let them go, generally speaking. We haven't kept a shark in years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, no reason, right?
Yeah.
You were talking about seven gills, something that you had seen unusually.
Yeah, they kind of showed up in Point Loma. Fred knows way more about it than I've only seen a couple of them caught. I'm sure you've caught way more. But, I hadn't seen one ever, and then we caught a couple, two or three of them.
Recent?
A few years ago.
In the last few years.
Yeah, in the last few years. And I'm sure you guys, Fred's mentioned them to me that they've showed up, and they're here. They're part of the scene now.
Yeah, we'll be fishing the buoy line or something and hook something big, and those come up, and I guess they're more common further north, but when they range through, conservation minded, we let fish go after they've had a couple seasons to reproduce, and you catch a mako shark or a thresher that's under 100 pounds, that animal has not had a chance to reproduce. So if you can let them go. If our customer wants to keep them, absolutely, we kind of push them towards letting them go because, we're conservation minded and we want to
just take care of the environment.
Doing the right thing is letting an animal reproduce before you
harvest.
His number's up.
So, yeah, there you go.
So those sharks, they don't start reproducing until they're over 100 pounds. And anything small, give them a chance.
Why not, right? I mean, that's the way to do it for sure. Lines are still full, Brandon. Stick another one. And Doug, by the way, thank you for the call. You have a text?
I actually have a text that came
through. Yeah, let's
do it. This is from Tony in Norwalk. He said he chartered the Mission Bell with a few friends, and I got to say, the bow is a jig slinger's dream.
Which is true.
Yeah, some of my favorite times casting a surface line were on the bow of the Mission Bell. He says, what is the boat's biggest fish recently? Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, it's a great text.
I think last year was the opportunity we had on the big bluefin was the best. It was amazing. It's like I'm sure that in years past that maybe as much as 10 years would go by before, you know, between catching a 100-pound fish, except maybe a black sea bass, but those let those go. But we had some days on the bluefin last year. We had a one day where we had two fish over 200 pounds on the bluefin last year.
Amazing.
For a
full day trip.
It was incredible.
Crazy.
I think we only had 9 fish that day, but every one of them was over, like, I think over 80 pounds. We had several, you know, there were like 6 fish over 100. And the two that were over 200 in the one trip, it was pretty amazing fishing for a full-day trip. It was wild.
That is wild.
What a special era we're currently experiencing, you know.
And we were talking about it earlier. I mean, like to accept what the ocean is offering us, and it's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just that the bluefin that's been around for 9 years, it's truly beyond historical, you know.
And Mother Nature brings what she brings, and to some of the other guys' points, nobody loves these fish and this fishery more than the people in this room and the people that work in this industry. We just absolutely are blessed to be here, and we love what Mother Nature brings, and we love all the fish.
So well said. You have Fred smiling, Steve smiling, and it's a true statement, Brandon. Very well said. Let's jump into the full lines.
How about John from Dallas?
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. My question is how many hours is a full-day boat, and do you have bunks?
A full-day trip's about 12 hours, and we do not have bunks on the Mission Bell.
And that's the way the majority of them are.
Yeah. There are some boats that have bunks nowadays, but there's a majority of us do not have any bunks. But, it's a full-day. Got a galley, and the loads, honestly, since the COVID thing happened, our loads have gone down. We only take 26 people. And so there's a place for everyone to sit or get comfortable, even lay down, for the most part. And, that's something that's available, and it's fine, and it works out. And only 26 people, it's super light. And it used to be we'd drive around the ocean with as many as 45 people.
I can remember the Mission Bell before you had it, Steve, and tied up over at Seaforth, legendary. I mean, so many legendary captains have
absolutely
been a part of the Mission Bell, including yourself and Fred. I can remember that boat close to 50.
Oh, like, yeah.
Absolutely. Seriously.
Yeah.
And the fact that you run with 26 people is a beautiful load.
Yeah.
And to be able to for somebody to potentially charter the boat with their own group of – I mean, the price goes up a little bit if you only want 18 people, but if – you know what? You could take 26 people,
yep,
all of your best friends and are a company, and you're paying that price that you would as a patron coming up to the office window, right?
Yep.
But you've got the boat all to yourself in your own group.
Absolutely.
You want to pay a little bit more? You only have 18 people on the boat.
Yeah, more and more people are taking advantage of that and putting together charters, and we're chartered a lot. We're full for every weekend in August, and no charters available, but on the weekdays we are certainly available still.
You still have the openings.
Absolutely.
And if the Mission Bell's chartered, we have the Point Loma online filling in the spots.
For awesome parties.
You know what? With the question about bunks, as soon as you add bunks to these boats, you're generally getting higher off the water. So the boats that have bunks, it's a different platform. You're not as close to the water. It's not.
And that's why the Daily Double sits so low to the water and beautiful. That's why the Mission Bell is a fish killing machine. I know that. I mean, that's it just sits perfect. It's that nice. I don't know if heavy is the right word to use,
it's
but it's a heavy boat that rides beautifully.
It does ride really well. Heavy steel boat. Daily Double rides really well. Low to the water. Heavy. Good old platforms. Absolutely.
And
Point Loma rides nice.
Yeah, Point Loma rides
really
well.
It's a little rocket.
And a common thing that all three boats have in common that I've been fortunate enough to spend a ton of time on all three, they all get bit. You know, they're all those
fishy boats.
Yeah, exactly. They get bit.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying the legendary status that comes along with the Mission Bell. I mean, I know the past history, Bob Williams and beyond, that, right? I mean, there's a lot of history within that in the walls of that wheelhouse, man. and with yourself having it today, it just falls right in suit, Steve. It falls right in suit. So why don't we take another one?
Yeah, how you doing, John from Huntington Beach?
Yeah, good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, as always. My question for the captains is that I've got a three-year-old granddaughter and a one-year-old grandson, and what is an appropriate age to bring them out on the half-day boat? And then to follow up with that, what kind of prep work do you recommend to get them hooked on fishing, you know, before that time?
Oh, great. Great question, John.
So as far as kids go, I generally tell people, you know, 4 or 5 is you know, you don't, toddlers don't do good. I would rather see an infant on the boat than a toddler. So 5 is about as early as you want to start thinking about it. You know, my kids, you know, they're kind of exception. They cut their teeth on it, and they were, you know, they were on the boat before they were even on the boat leaving the dock. But also, with that said, each kid is different.
You're absolutely right. Fred.
You have to know your kids and their comfort zones. And, you know, I've got 3 boys. One of them fishes passionately, and the other 2 not so much. And, you know, they're all individuals, and they're all going to take to what they want. You can introduce them to it and hope for the best, but, you know, you can't force them to do something they don't want to do either. Exposing them to it, seeing dad go, dad coming home with a bunch of fish and feeding the family and a smile on his face. And, you know, that hopefully will be contagious and, you know, you'll be building there. And then once you do take the child fishing, you know, be sure to make it about them and not you. You know, I watch so often where, you know, everybody will drop a line in the water and they'll all get tangled up. And it's like, dad, you know, why didn't you just put the rod and reel in their hands and let them fish and
make it fun for the youngster.
And not worry about having a rod and reel in your hand at the same time. And I get it. It's like, I fish all the time. So it's real easy for me to stand behind somebody and walk them through it and talk them through it. But you have to be there and accountable for them and realize it's not about you.
And
I can say that about the Little League field too. So many parents, they want to make it about
it's
themselves.
Kind of the same thing for sure, yeah. As it is on the boat. And I know our landings here, I mean, as well as the Daily Double and the Mission Bell and the Point Loma, they're so good with helping youngsters. And when they see, there's 2 things I see. When there's a lady that comes on the boat and wants to fish and be a part of the scene, or a youngster that enthusiastically just wants to be on the boat and a part of the boat for the day,
yeah,
the crew levitates toward them. They're, yes, willing to listen. They want to learn. They have a passion for it, you know, and it's the guy sometimes, I don't want to say like myself, or, you know, it's just somebody else that thinks they put a wall up. Like, they don't want to learn. They almost, you know, it's that. That's why it's so invigorating to see the youth on the boat and the crew levitates toward it.
With the kids, and it's not always just about the fishing. I mean, that group of kids from Arizona that are in town and charter the boat and we're going out to sea, and they're all in the bow and they're screaming and yelling. They've never been on the ocean before. They're having the time of their life. They're acting like they're at SeaWorld or at Disneyland on a ride.
Yeah.
And they're just happy being there. And I always remember this recently. We're loading bait, and there's a little girl, and she might have been 4 or 5. I mean, she's just past the toddler age. And a couple of the baits had fallen on the deck as we're loading them. And she giggled. And she just had the sweetest giggle. And I said, it's like, are you picking up on that? And I said,
but see, that's exactly.
It's a little joys that, you know, if we get caught up in just the fishing part of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we miss the little joys in life where, you know, what we take for granted. Oh, I spilled an anchovy on the deck.
Right.
That some child is just
having
blown
the time of their
about.
Life.
Yeah.
So you're saying like that 5-year-old, but I mean, I see like a 6 to 7-year-old
Again, you know,
it's different.
You know your child.
Yeah.
And what's their comfort zone? What's your comfort zone? What's your combined comfort zone?
Yeah.
And then go from there. Don't ever let your expectations exceed. You know,
the day, like,
yeah,
just come out with minimal expectation, yeah. Have a good time, and trust me, the crew will levitate toward them. And then, so going from the half day boat, I mean, that could for some quickly resonate to going out with Steve P on a full day trip, you know?
Yeah, it's a long trip, and
it is a long day,
yeah, it is a long trip, and so some sort of exposure to fishing before they get on a full day trip is probably a pretty good idea. At least know that they want to do it. You know, and it's cool, and I like you guys are talking about. You know, don't just bring your kid fishing. You take your kid and you fish with your kid. That's what's important to you. If you want your kid to have a good time, it's you got to help them facilitate that, and not just like cut them loose and go wild.
Very well said, Steve, for sure.
Yeah, and it's what you want to take away from it. If you want, if your kid wants to come on the boat and go wild, they can do that. That's fine. But if you want to. Trying to get a fishing lifestyle or a fishing future or, whatever.
Create a fishing partner for life.
Yeah. There you go. I like your idea, Fred, for sure.
Well said. Yeah.
Not that Philip and I are ever competitive,
right?
Whether we're fishing or hunting.
Your son, Philip, is a one fishy guy for sure. Yeah. You've done well.
He's surpassed me.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
But I take
too.
All the credit.
Maybe, as you should. Yeah. Maybe both of us together. Let's go ahead and take another call.
How about Robert from Canyon Country?
Yeah. Good morning, Robert. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Going along with what you were just talking about, I just got back on a trip with three of my grandsons. I never even wet a line. It was more fun to stand behind them and watch and give them some guidance, and it was an awesome trip. Like I said, never got a line wet. Best trip of my life. I just had a question. Costa. Does Costa have a selection? Is there somewhere I can go? I have a wide bridge nose, have a hard time finding a pair of sunglasses that fit. Is there somewhere I can go to that has a larger selection?
Absolutely. Come on down. We at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop here in San Diego, we have the largest selection in all of Southern California of Costa sunglasses, and it's very common for guys to come in and try on 80 pairs, 100 pairs, and because we are so fortunate to be here on the water, you can take a step out on the boardwalk and look through the water and see what lens
works best for you,
because it's definitely not uniform. One lens, one frame doesn't work for everybody, but I will say that Costa does have the best possible lens for looking into water and protecting your eyes from the sun. But yeah, anytime, come on down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, and you can try on as many pairs as you like, and hopefully you find one that works for you.
And there's actually probably a handful of shops, Robert, within the Southern California area between L.A. and here. And down here, Fisherman's Landing by far has the best one. I think the Longfin has a really good one. And there's probably a couple others close to you, too. You can check CostaDelMar.com and get it that way. Robert, we appreciate you being a part of the show, and we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won that $300 gift certificate to Costa. Man, he's going to be super stoked. Whoever wins that when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we are talking about Costa sunglasses. Fred's got his pair right in his front pocket, ready to go, and there's going to be one lucky winner today that's going to win a $300 certificate. Go ahead and flip the coin. We'll find out who our lucky winner is. Caller, text. Hey, it's going to a caller. How about that? Happens to be John from Dallas, Texas. How about that? Congratulations.
Going to
be stoked on having
John.
That. Yep. And it's been super cool having Steve Peterson in here and Fred Huber from the Daily Double. And the Point Loma, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, the Point Loma and the Mission Bell, along with the Daily Double. Super cool. If anybody wants to, what's the open party schedule as far as the Daily Double, Fred?
Daily Double is running two trips a day. We depart at 8:30 in the morning, returning at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we pull out again at 3 in the afternoon and get back about 8:30 in the evening.
I dig those times, man.
It's such a nice sunset last night.
About
the time we're just about out of time, the sun hadn't gone down yet. So as we're rolling in, we're watching the sun go down and just breathtaking. Such a beautiful time in San Diego.
It's a beautiful place we live. I saw the picture. You had a beautiful calico yesterday on your afternoon trip. I love seeing that. And Steve Peterson?
6 a.m. departure every day.
On the Mission Bell.
Mission Bell and or the Point Loma, yep. And then or charters.
We were sitting up here. We watched the Daily Double actually go out for their morning and half day. Kind of cool. And so the do you run, like Fred said, he ran all three boats 1 week. Are you primarily on the Bell?
I'm primarily on the Bell. I'll generally run both the other boats at least once or twice a year. I end up somewhere.
But you're primarily on the Bell.
Primarily on the Bell.
Yeah. So that's cool.
We've got a couple of young operators between Sean Hartigan and Chad Slager. I have to fight Chad sometimes. To run my own boat, you know.
Is that who's running the double right now?
No, Tom Mooney today. Chad's on the Point Loma. Sean's on the Mission Bell, yep. and veteran Tom Mooney. He's the most enthusiastic. He's got 10-12 years on me, and he's as excited as a kid to go fishing still.
Super
and,
cool, man.
Yeah, and he's
that's such, nice to see.
Yeah, he's such a veteran, and he's so people oriented.
He's
a joy to have come down, and you know, the crew always looks out.
We talked about your son Philip too. Kind of cool. He's in the Merchant Marine and doing his thing.
Yeah, he's still working on his third mate unlimited license, but he's an up and comer too.
Yeah, super neat, man. And Mission Bell, iconic, like we mentioned, and 6 a.m. departure. You come back at
around 6 o'clock. 12-hour trip.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time for sure. Out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, I mean, that's 619-213-1627?
Point Loma Sport Fishing can be called at 619-223-1627.
1627, there it is right there, man. Appreciate having you guys in studio. And Brandon, Bono, man. It's been really cool being in studio with you.
Thank you just so much for having
first
me.
First weekend, in case you guys didn't know Fred and Steve, this is his first weekend taking on the co-hosting role, and I think he kind of kept me in line, you think?
Oh, not
maybe not.
Hey, he's a fit.
Yeah, right?
Not at all. You made this such a pleasure on me, and it's been an honor to sit next to you while you do your thing, and thank you so much for having me.
And if anybody wants to pick your brain a little bit further?
Yeah, absolutely. Come down to the tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, or give us a call. The number is 619-221-8506. Once again, that's 619-221-8506. Give me a shout any old time.
And John, who won that certificate, he might have to come down.
Yeah, come on down. Try some pairs.
Or Robert from Canyon Country was mentioning that, too.
Yeah,
looking
absolutely.
For a shop
yeah.
to try them on.
Yeah.
And
we have the pair for you.
Yeah, that sounds like good times for sure. Well, it's been nice having everybody in the studio. Appreciate you guys dealing with me, myself, and look forward to having Pete and Rick back in studio. Maybe the show will get back on rails, right?
They should have some great stories from both beautiful locations they've just been to.
And as mentioned, next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. I know he's got probably some good stuff there. We saw him backing down. And next Sunday, James and Derek, as mentioned, from Norsk Lithium Batteries. That's going to be a very interesting show. I mean, that's kind of taking on the world, the whole thing with the lithium batteries. Appreciate Adam Clark, everything he does on the app, keeping everything in line, the whole text the show thing, and getting the archives up. You can listen to the show later. And for Mr. JP back there on the East Coast, taking care of us on the show, keeping everything in line. And look forward to seeing you guys next week. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hooked Up show, the app, and we'll see you next week.